My Almost Missed Missionary Experience by Anne Laleska. I wanted to share the gospel, but which of my friends might be interested? For a personal progress goal, I started praying to have a missionary experience. I tried to figure out which of my friends would be most willing to join the church. Months passed, and I thought I wouldn't have the experience that I sought, until I met Brenda. It was her first year at our school. As the year progressed, we became close schoolmates, but it didn't occur to me to invite her to church until one of our friends invited Brenda to her church. I thought, I don't believe it! I should have thought of that! The next week, Brenda said she enjoyed going to our friend's church and wanted to go again. I thought, I've lost out! Not that it was a competition, but I wanted to take the gospel to Heavenly Father's children. At that time, our meeting house was being renovated and was scheduled to be rededicated in a few months. The bishop handed out invitations for an open house and the dedication. I invited all my friends who lived near the meeting house. The only one who accepted was Brenda. I was excited. A few days before the open house, Brenda said she might not be able to go because her mother didn't want her to. We went to each room in the meeting house and heard a brief description of each church organization. Finally, we went to the cultural hall and picked up pamphlets about the restoration, family history, eternal marriage, and other gospel topics. Brenda said, I believe in this! On Sunday, she attended church. On Monday, she attended a Mormon Helping Hands service project. The seed that was planted in Brenda's heart grew with each passing day. She started changing her habits to conform with the commandments and was soon baptized. Now, a few years later, she still tells me how happy she is to have found the true gospel and how grateful she is that I helped her find it. Many times it is difficult to talk to people about the gospel, but if we pray, study the scriptures, listen to the Holy Ghost, and are willing to talk to someone, the Lord will help us. Anne Laleska lives in Sergipe, Brazil. End of the story, My Almost Missed Missionary Experience, read by Natalie Moore.